Welcome back to the Press Box on Friday morning, the morning of the Kentucky Oaks. It's supposed to be a wet one today here in the big city of Louisville, but welcome back our guest, our host, our man, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Some people are calling it the Kentucky Soaks, but let's hope that the forecasts are wrong, at least as far as the weather, not our forecasts. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, Mr. McLean, 148 Oaks this afternoon. Got a field of 14, right? 14,
absolutely.
15? 14.
One on the also eligible.
Yes.
List, a full field of 14 for this year's version. It's one of the deepest and most talented maybe in the history of the race.
You told me, we were talking last week, you thought this might be the most talented Oaks field you've ever seen.
Well, you know, just it will show you, and I take disagreement with our good friend Mike Battaglia, who sets the morning line.
Yes.
For both the Oaks and the Derby for Churchill Downs. But that being said, how do you have an undefeated two-year-old champion who was 4-for-4 a year ago, is 1-for-1 this year, has never been beaten at the wire, and she's the third betting choice?
Well, there you go. There you go.
You know, I'm not one without an opinion.
No, certainly not.
But I think that's absolutely farcical.
And by the way, we'll be booking a cruise for all of you who want to be a part of the Gene McLean Institute for Détente, where we'll be having seminars and interactive conversations while on the ship. We'll be announcing that soon, but go ahead.
Well, you know, I think it does two things. One, it shows that the field for this year's Oaks, if that gal is the third choice in the morning line, then I think it demonstrates the quality of this field without question. But I think it also raises a lot of questions about who should be setting the morning line. But we'll go into that at some other point. Echo Zulu is the horse we've been talking about. She's undefeated, the two-year-old champ. She, I think her average win margin is over 5 lengths. You know, never truly been contested. She did win the Fairgrounds Oaks by a nose over Hidden Connection. But let's be honest, that was her first race since November. Buzzy, she was obviously not cranked up to go her 100% leading into her first race of the year. Probably in the neighborhood of 75-80%. She still wins a grade one race. You know, I think Echo Zulu, you can't go into this race without starting the discussion with her. Trained by Steve Asmussen, owned by the Winchell Thoroughbreds Consignment Consortium. I just think this really has got, well, obviously her record speaks for itself.
Okay. So, I mean, we know where you are on that, right, my man? I mean, but the fact of the matter is, and I don't disagree with you. I mean, she may have the most impressive credentials, but certainly there are three or four that have credentials just as good. Not better, but certainly in the same league. Would you agree?
Well, I think in the same league, maybe. I wouldn't say just as good.
Okay.
What I would say is there are certainly horses in this field that can beat her. On their best day in a race that you never know what may or may not happen. I think this, like I've said from day one, I don't disagree that the field is without question, the deepest and maybe the most talented in the history of the race. That's covered a lot of ground, a lot of depth. But, you know, you've got, in addition to Echo Zulu, you've got Kathleen O, who is undefeated. Trained by Suge McGahee, a native of Lexington,
right.
Plates Creek High School, trained for the Phipps family. You know, this filly has obviously got a world of talent, comes in off for winning the Gulfstream Park Oaks which used to be known as the Bonnie Miss Stakes years ago. This filly has tremendous record, and you could make a case for. In addition to her, the morning line favorite is a horse named Nest, who has only lost one time, trained by Todd Fletcher.
Right.
She won the Grade 1 Ashland Stakes at Keeneland by 8 1/4 lengths, maybe one of the largest margins in the history of the Ashland Stakes. Certainly, you can make a case for her. I've got no problem with people making
right.
a case for whoever they want in this race, because I think you can make a case for a bunch of them. But to just say, all of a sudden, the undefeated two-year-old champ, who's not only won all of her races last year but started this year with a win, is the third betting choice in the morning line, is a little bit of a stretch. And I think it gives the connections a lot of motivation going into the mile and an eighth race. Can she get the distance? We don't know. Nobody knows. Can she beat Kathleen O and Nest? We don't know until this afternoon. But, you know, the fact is, I think that those of us that are wagering guys and gals who love to look and dive into past performances would love to see her odds up there as the third betting choice when it comes post time.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I understand in terms of opinion and everything, but as a bettor, don't you hope that that's wrong?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a responsibility when you set the morning line that you not only look at the PPs and say who you think is best, but also, you know, this idea that, well, this is not my idea, but I think this is what the betting public will do. I think that's, I'm going to be kind because this is a family show, but I think that's horse crap. The idea is that the morning line is set there as a barometer and a suggestion to the betting public, because there's going to be many people today that are not sophisticated or steady.
That would be most of us.
Well, you know, that includes me on some days.
No,
well,
it doesn't. Stop it.
But, you know, it's there to form a guideline and give you kind of the guardrails and point you in the right direction. And I just think it's a responsibility of the person who works for the racetrack to set a morning line that is fair and equitable off the race record today. And I take that. I would take that responsibility. Not saying Mike doesn't take it responsibly, but this one's out.
I have no earthly idea you were this worked up about this.
I think there's, to the betting public, we have got to do a better job of projecting the game in the best light and best way. And this horse ought to be the morning line favorite. And to, you know, because people, there are going to be some people in that crowd today of 100,000+ people that are going to look down and see that this horse on the numbers at the bottom of the page is the third choice. And they may not know and understand the game enough in depth way to decide.
But won't that help those of us who do?
Absolutely. But that's not the responsibility of a person that sets the morning line. Because there are some people that look at the bottom of the page and say, I'm going to bet the favorite. The favorite wins 33% of the time, more than any other horse in the race traditionally and historically. So there are going to be some people that just look down and say, okay, I'm going to bet the numbers as they are presented on the bottom of the page. And this horse, Echo Zulu's number, ought to be the first horse listed at the bottom.
I must tell you, of all the things I thought we would talk about today, this was not on my radar. I would have thought we would have gone Zippy the Kangaroo before we would have gone this race, but that's why I love you so much. So can we say that we're just going to hammer a 4-7 exacta box? Is that fair?
Well, I think that, you know, and the 4 being Echo Zulu, the 7, I think, is Kathleen O. But,
seven is Echo Zulu, the 4 is Nest.
Okay, well, there you go. See, I don't have the program in front of me. I'm glad you're there to set the record.
Thank you.
You know, here's what I'm going to do, and we haven't gotten to the other horses in the field, and I apologize for
No, you're okay. Don't apologize.
For the detour that we have taken, because, I'm going to key Echo Zulu. I'm gonna make them come beat me. You're the champ until you're not the champ, right?
Yes.
I mean, it would be like Muhammad Ali getting in the ring having knocked out Joe Frazier and him not be favored to beat him again.
Yes, yes.
But I'm going with the champ, and Echo Zulu is going to be my primary horse, and I'm going to key Echo Zulu over some horses, including I think you can't really make a lot of money at with the other favorites. So you're going to have to hunt for some prices. I like Hidden Connection. He did run second to Echo Zulu in the Fairgrounds Oaks. I think that that race has turned out to be a great prep for the Oaks. So Hidden Connection, trained by Brett Calhoun. I think a lot of people thought that she would give Echo Zulu a real run in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies last November at Del Mar. She stumbled at the gate or got away poorly and never really got into the race that day. He did come back and run a heck of a race in the Fairgrounds Oaks. So I think you got to hunt and peck and look. I do think that Kathleen Ho and Nest are two great fillies, and they should be right there. But I am going to use Echo Zulu, and I'm going to use her over and under the one horse, Secret Oath,
okay,
by Dwayne Lucas. Ran against the boys in the Arkansas Derby, and with a better trip may have won that race. And if she had won that race, she'd be in the Derby on Saturday as opposed to this race on Friday.
Okay.
Secret Oath is a big, strong physical presence, and obviously Wayne won the Derby with a filly by the name of Winning Colors a couple of years ago. But, you know, I'm going to use Echo Zulu over and under Secret Oath. I'm going to use her over and under Hidden Connection.
Okay.
I'm going to use her over and under Vincent Valentine.
Okay.
Who I think is coming into the race also performing very, very well. And then I'll probably just use Echo Zulu over, straight over with Ness and Kathleen O, just to kind of as a saver. But
and a hedge.
As a hedge, as an insurance policy.
Yes.
I am going to use Echo Zulu with those three longer shots to see if I can make a play. And then I'm going to try to use Echo Zulu in the Oaks Derby double with not only the horse I think will win the Derby, and we can find that out tomorrow, but with about five or six other horses that I think are in the 30-1 range that could have a potential impact on the
Really?
Derby. Yeah. And since you have to bet that wager today, that Oaks Derby double, I want to use Echo Zulu over Epicenter. I want to use over a Donegal. I'm going to use over Target. I'm going to use over Simplification. I'm going to use over Zozos. I'm going to use over Cyberknife.
Holy God.
So I
think this is what happens when we leave you alone and you have time to think.
Well, you know, like a $2 wager, Key and Echo Zulu over those horses cost you like $12, and if you can hit one of those long shots, you know, it could pay handsomely. And I got Epicenter in there in case we have a Steve Asmussen Ron Winchell Oaks Derby double, which has never happened. You know, it gives you a saver there, get your money back, and obviously if you want to go with multiples, you just multiply how many dollars you want to bet in that arrangement. But, you know, I think that there's a chance that we could have an upset in this year's Derby. The Derby, I think, has got great depth to it as well, and there's a lot of horses coming in that are kind of unknown still. They're developing, and like Charge It and Zozos, I think both come in having not run as two-year-olds but just have come on so dramatically this three-year-old season that they could jump up and run and one off right off the chart.
Which horse in the Derby has the most starts?
You know, I don't have my
team. I don't either.
But I'm going to say
not more than four or five, right?
Well, no, I think the average going into the Derby is like 5.5 or something like that. So, but I would think Epicenter probably has as many starts as most of them. Mo Donegal. He missed some time this spring when he had a bit of a fever and they had to give him some time off. He missed the race in the Fountain of Youth and then had to divert and go up to the Wood Memorial. But I think probably Epicenter probably has more starts than most, probably the most experienced. I love the way the horse is coming into the race. I think Steve Asmussen has done a tremendous job. I thought his run in the fairground, I mean, down in the Louisiana Derby was absolutely tremendous. Not the ease and the ease he won it with, but the way, the style he ran for the first time, and that was to take back off the lead. And
sure.
Show a little versatility by being able to stalk the pace rather than be on it and set it.
Is Thunder Snow on the undercard?
You know, Thunder Snow is not.
Okay.
There are plenty of wagering opportunities.
Yes,
both
there
today
are.
Today and tomorrow for
yes.
Dave Baker to break out of his slide and snide. And
slide? I had the winner last year.
And both stamp himself.
And oh, how quickly he forgets.
And stamp himself,
yes.
I might say,
yes.
As a handicapping guru.
Guru.
The Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks. Let me ask, we have gone ad nauseum about Gene McLean's tirade today and my
this is not a Gene McLean tirade today. It, for those of you who know Gene McLean, this is not a tirade. This is like a warm-up act.
Well, get ready because one's coming. That being said, who do you like, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker, in today's Kentucky Oaks, and as we prep for the biggest race in the world on Saturday, the 148th running of the Kentucky Derby?
I'm going to go with the Keeneland Derby Oaks double.
Yeah.
I like Ness today.
Yeah.
I like Zandon tomorrow.
Yeah.
A lot of the wise guys on the Churchill backside. They've kind of poo-pooed the Zandon work, but it was an impressive work over there. I just think this thing that Pletcher has got going with fillies right now, the way Malathot ran last year, who knows what the weather will be today, but Nest was just very impressive over here. So at least as we speak on Friday morning, that'd be the direction I'm heading.
Well, you know, never to be known without a back door to either jump in or jump out.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker does leave himself some wiggle room.
Yes.
You're going with the Keeneland connections.
Yes,
on
yes.
Both the Ashland and the Bluegrass as being the premier.
And it certainly happened with the Ashland, but it's been 31 years. Strike the gold in 91. Was the last horse to win the Bluegrass and to win the Derby, I believe.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to say this, and to give, you know, the Bluegrass more credit than they're getting. You know, they lost a number of years in there when they had the very poor judgment of bringing up the dirt track and putting down poly track.
Yeah.
And so you didn't have any legitimate Kentucky Derby horses that were going into the Bluegrass Stakes in that period of time. So you lose those years. And then, quite honestly, Buzzy, they've moved the date of the Bluegrass around.
They did.
And so, getting it to try to finally fix it on a date that puts it in, you know, the proximity that trainers want pointing towards the Kentucky Derby. And all that midst, the Florida Derby really became the preeminent prep. They found 5 weeks out was the premier spot, and obviously they had their same dirt course and all those things. They took advantage of some of those things that happened, but the Bluegrass will return. I am convinced that it will return as a primary and preeminent fixture on the road to the Kentucky Derby, and this could be the year. Zandon is really a fine physical specimen, trained by Chad Brown, who will win a Kentucky Derby. The guy's
no
just
question.
Good. He's just too good.
And I like what they did this year when they did the Central Bank Ashland on Friday, the Toyota Bluegrass on Saturday, kind of trying to replicate Oaks and Derby Day. And so I think they've got it in the sweet spot now, and I'm like you. I think only better things are ahead. But as far as today goes, you can get all of Gene's picks on today's race card at the press box, lts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. If you had fun today, we'll be back and talk Derby tomorrow morning. Mr. McLean, as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you very, very, very soon.
Yes, very soon.
And you and the lovely Donna. And we will have a fun and festive weekend.
Yes.
As we watch, wager, enjoy, and maybe even commiserate.
Yes, you can't win if you don't play.
That's exactly right. I look
forward to seeing you. Love you, my man. See you tomorrow.
Take care. Love you. Bye.